Welcome to the Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Augusta, Georgia. Well, first, an update to an update. Yesterday, I talked about Oracle releasing a patch for the TNS listener vulnerability. Turns out this wasn't actually a patch. It was just a clarification on the mitigation advice. So still no patch for that. However, there is now some solid advice on how to configure your Oracle instance to be not vulnerable to this particular problem. The mitigation advice matches common best practices when it comes to configuring Oracle. So for many of you listening here, it shouldn't really be a stretch to implement it. However, there may be still some cases out there where you do have to take these risks of exposing TNS listener more than this mitigation advice suggests. And then we have a good news story from Rob. Rob wrote a diary about wireless access points, and that when he recently bought a consumer wireless access point, it came configured secure by default out of the box. When he set it up, he first had to enter a WPA passphrase. Now, this really matches what I'm seeing too when I'm traveling around in the hotel. You should try to connect to the hotel network. And in the past, you had to be really careful. There were tons and tons of other open access points out there. Well, no longer really. I don't see a lot of unintentional open access points. The only open access points I typically see are hotel access points and such that then, of course, lead you to some kind of portal where you need to log in. Those access points are, of course, still unencrypted on the wireless side. And while I do understand that WPA would be kind of painful to implement in many of these cases, the one thing I really don't like is that a lot of hotel and other commercial access points don't use valid Zelle certificates for the site that you use to actually authenticate. And then in another update to yesterday's podcast, I talked about a leak in Skype that reveals everybody's IP address just by knowing the username. Well, I mentioned that you had to download a somewhat hacked version of Skype to actually exploit this. No longer true. There is now a website. You can go to that website, enter a username, and it will look up the IP address that goes with that username for you. An interesting use of steganography made the mainstream news. In Berlin, an Austrian citizen was arrested for his suspected association with Al-Qaeda. Well, in his possession, they found a USB stick with a porn movie. Turned out that the porn movie was actually just the hiding place of additional documents that were added to that movie via steganographic method and then were extracted from that movie. The documents included quite a few of sort of future plans of the terrorist cells, so certainly a quite interesting material. And then an interesting spin on an old trick, ransomware. This latest version, referred to as Citadel and supposedly derived from the SUSE exploit kit, will lock the user's computer and display a message that the user is investigated by the Department of Justice and is supposed to pay a $100 fine. Nothing really new about it. What I found kind of interesting in this report is that the payment method will depend on the location of the user. Depending on the IP address, the malware will look up the geographic location of a system and then display different payment options depending on what country that particular user is located in. And then a couple updates about Flashback, the OS X malware. Turns out that it's particularly popular for Snow Leopard and Leopard machines. The removal tool recently released by Apple only runs on Lion or OS 10.7. There is a patch for the Java vulnerability for OS 10.6 or Snow Leopard. However, if you're still running OS 10.5 or Leopard, there's neither a patch patch nor an official removal tool. So those systems are really helpless to this particular exploit. On the good side, only 20% of the flashback installs run as administrator. So these are the cases where the user actually had to enter a password. The remaining 80% were installed without the user entering a password. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.